Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Dozens of people were hurt as German police and anti-capitalist demonstrators clashed in Hamburg during a march protesting the Group of 20 summit, which takes place today and tomorrow. Protesters told reporters they had been camping out waiting for President Trump's arrival. After the rousing welcome he got in Poland, Mr. Trump arrived in less friendly territory in Hamburg to face tough issues of trade and climate, as well as his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In his first major public speech in Europe, President Trump in Poland warned the values of the West are under attack. He spoke about the ideologies that encourage terrorism.
We are confronted by another oppressive ideology, one that seeks to export terrorism and extremism all around the globe. America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another. We're going to get it to stop.
Many people in Poland are supportive of Mr. Trump's proposed ban on immigration from some Muslim countries into the U.S. Migrant issue has been heightened in Europe, as well as with many refugees arriving from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Africa. President Trump labeled North Korea's behavior a threat and promised to confront it. Earlier in the week, North Korea carried out a missile launch, a test of its first intercontinental ballistic missile, complete with a reentry vehicle that would allow it to be equipped with a nuclear warhead. U.S. military officials estimated the missile had a range of 5,500 kilometers, which could allow it to hit the U.S. This is VOA News. Head of a panel investigating deadly chemical weapons attacks in Syria complained he's working in what he called a highly politicized environment. Edmund Mullett did not tell reporters exactly who was pressuring the panel, but he did say it was coming from everywhere. Mullett appealed to those harassing the panel to let it do its work independently, impartially, and objectively. A Canadian general says the Islamic State militant group is on its last legs in Mosul and in Raqqa. Brigadier General David Anderson briefed reporters at the Pentagon from Baghdad about the battle against the Islamic State fighters in Iraq, particularly in Mosul.
We've certainly maintained the pressure on them. The Iraqi security forces and our partners in Syria have been nothing short of amazing in their ability to continue to keep the pressure on ISIL to the point where it's incapable of reinforcing from one side to another. The simultaneity of this has been pretty awesome.
IS militants captured the city of Mosul in a matter of days in the summer of 2014 when they swept across northern and central Iraq. Iraqi forces, with the help of U.S.-led coalition, have since retaken most of the territory. Fighting continues in the Syrian city of Raqqa, the group's self-proclaimed capital, as Syrian Democratic Forces and U.S. forces battle to drive IS out of the city. Street violence and gang shootings are on the rise in many big cities worldwide, and one of those cities is Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, which sees an average of 15 gun battles a day and innocent bystanders often caught in the crossfire. But people in Rio can now avoid street violence thanks to several smartphone applications. VOA's Zlatan Sahok reports.
The latest app, known as OTT, short for Where There Is a Shootout in Portuguese, was developed by a group of volunteers. The app shows users where a shooting has occurred so they can avoid the area. It also sends alerts to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. The group says their alerts reach nearly 3 million people, almost half the population of Rio de Janeiro. Violent crime has risen by 11% in the first half of this year compared to the same period last year. More than 2,300 people were killed in the first 5 months of 2017. Details about shootouts, location, injuries, fatalities, and other vital information are sourced by users. The app also fills a statistical void since the city does not compile data on shootouts. In order to avoid false alarms, both programs adhere to strict operating standards. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.